Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Have you noticed some unsightly varicose veins? Maybe you even have pain in your legs from them. My guest is Dr. Arthur Lucerarian, and he is an interventional cardiologist and vascular disease specialist with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lucerarian. Tell us a little bit about varicose veins. What are they? What causes them? Because everybody wants to know what causes them. And do they have some symptoms associated with them?
Thank you, Melanie. It's a pleasure to be here. Varicose veins are the enlarged, bulging veins that bulge out from the surface of the skin that you can most of the time see with your naked eye. They typically are located in the legs, but they can occur anywhere. And they're caused by valves within the veins that malfunction. So all your veins have one-way valves in them, and the purpose of these valves is to allow the blood to go towards your heart. And so they overcome the effect of gravity such that when you stand up, the blood can flow from your toes all the way up to your heart without leaking back down by the pull of gravity. And that's accomplished by what we call the muscle pump, which is your calves and thighs, such that when you stand up or walk, the muscles squeeze the blood out of the veins towards your heart, but to prevent the blood from leaking back down when the muscle relaxes, the one-way valves close and don't allow the blood to be pulled by gravity towards your toes. So that's the normal state, but varicose veins are caused when these valves begin to leak for a number of reasons.
Okay, so the blood is pooling in our legs. It's not able to get back up where it should be and kind of fight the fall of gravity as blood is headed downwards. And then those veins where the blood is pooling begin to leak. And that's what we see. When we see that bulging or the, you know, discoloration in the legs, that's really what we're seeing.
Exactly, because the valves are leaking, the blood just keeps pooling in the veins, and the veins progressively enlarge and dilate and eventually bulge out of the surface of the skin. And over time, some of the blood can leak out of the veins and cause swelling in the legs or ankles and also discoloration because the blood has bilirubin in it, and that bilirubin gets trapped in the skin and causes that browny discoloration. If the situation keeps progressing, eventually the swelling gets so bad that the skin begins to break down and ulcers can start to form.
So then what is really something that, how do you get them diagnosed that you know? I mean, is it just something we diagnose ourselves? We see this on our legs? We start to notice this happening? Or is it something that requires some tests to figure out that that's what's going on in your legs?
Sure. I mean, patients oftentimes diagnose themselves, and varicose veins are something that you can most of the time see with your naked eye. So if you see veins that bulge from the surface of the skin, by definition, those are varicose veins. They're very common. About a third of women have them, and about 20% of men, adult men, have them. And they can vary from early stage to late stage. And you know, if you just examine your legs and you see veins bulging out, you have varicose veins. But that doesn't mean that you have significant complications or problems related to them. If you happen to see certain things, which we call alarm signals, that may be something that should maybe prompt you to go see somebody about them. So going from the milder to the more severe, if you have pain, itching, swelling, tingling, burning, these are signs of mild varicose veins, and most can be managed by just, you know, home-type remedies. But if you have more alarming things like a sudden increase in the swelling of your leg or warmth in the leg, or you see a lot of skin changes like skin breakdown or a lot of pigmentation happening, perhaps that's something that you should seek medical attention for.
Is there pain involved in varicose veins?
Usually there is. Most people who come to see me come because of pain. And varicose veins don't have just, everyone has a different symptom from them, but most people say that they hurt or they itch or they feel tingling. It tends to be worse if they're on their feet a lot. You know, it tends to exacerbate the symptoms. But those are the main symptoms, pain, itching, burning, or a pressure, tightness, or a heaviness in the leg.
Okay, so if people feel these, then that's when they go to a doctor to see about doing something about them. And while we're talking about that, when you're thinking about these varicose veins, there's also the not the cosmetic, but the, you know, the look of them that people don't like. Besides the possibility of pain or complications, there's also the, you know, the cosmetic and the aesthetic portion.
Sure, they are unsightly, and it tends to bother women more than men, because women are more concerned about how their legs look. But beyond that, varicose veins are a medical condition, and although most of the time it's a benign medical condition, not a life-threatening medical condition, it does affect the quality of life due to pain and chronic swelling and skin breakdown.
Are there certain risk factors? Are there family history? If your mother had them, you're more likely to have them. If you're overweight, are you more likely to have them? If you don't exercise, any of these kinds of things?
So you hit the major ones. The primary risk factor is genetic. Varicose veins are a genetic disease. So if someone in your family has them, then you're at a higher risk for developing varicose veins. Other things that can cause varicose veins: pregnancy. When women get pregnant, the hormonal changes cause the vein walls and valves to kind of become more elastic and loosen, and that causes the valves to leak and varicose veins to develop or worsen. Typically, after pregnancy, the varicose veins tend to shrink a little bit. Sometimes they can go away completely, but not usually. They tend to just reduce in severity. And then they can come back again if the woman gets pregnant again. Another cause is being overweight, because of the pressure and the weight in the lower abdomen and pelvis. It's an impediment for the blood to flow back to the heart. And so when there's that kind of obstruction due to the weight, the veins can start to enlarge. And again, when they enlarge, the valves can begin to leak. Another cause is varicose veins can actually be an indication of some problem that's deeper, such as a blood clot in the deep vein system. If a clot forms and blocks the vein channel, then the blood can't flow back to the heart, and the blood backs up in the leg, and the veins get swollen, and actually, you know, to the naked eye, it can be an indication of a deeper problem.
Well, that's one of the major, you know, complications if you don't get them looked at. Do they get worse over time?
They tend to slowly get worse over time, and we're talking not days or weeks, but years. Typically, patients who come to see me have had them for a while, you know, at least a couple of years, but, you know, in recent weeks or months, they seem to have gotten worse, or the pain is a little worse, or the tingling's worse, or perhaps they've taken a new job that involves them being on their feet for long periods of time or sitting for long periods of time, and that's when the symptoms seem to manifest more, and then they come to seek medical attention.
And is there a chance that they will go away on their own? I suppose everybody wants to know that.
No, they really don't go away on their own, because they're a mechanical problem, and mechanical problem usually needs a mechanical solution. They can often be managed, but they won't be cured on their own.
And when we're dealing with varicose veins, and, you know, women, like you said, we tend to not like the look of them more. Do you see more women coming in to get them treated than men, or do men seem to want to get them treated even though they don't really bother them?
We do see more women than men, but that's because they are more common in women. And also, I hate to say it, but women are more in tune with their bodies, and they're more likely to seek medical attention, whereas men kind of put things off and deny things until their wives or girlfriends force them to come see the doctor. I mean, that's just a reality and what we see.
Well, it certainly is a reality. Women, we do tend to get our men to go to the doctors, and, you know, we're kind of the ones responsible for the health and welfare of our families. You are listening to Mission Radio. The website for more information is missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number for health.com. Right here at Mission Radio, we have so many great topics, so scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Mission Radio. Thanks for listening.